Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The White House says President Trump is leaving the G7 summit in Canada early. His spokesperson said he would leave after dinner because of what's going on in the Middle East. A little earlier on social media, Mr. Trump urged everyone to evacuate from Tehran, but gave no further details. Our diplomatic correspondent at the summit, James Landale, has this assessment.
We can infer from that two, I think, possibilities. One is because there is about to be a development in the conflict, in the war, that he wants to be back in Washington for so that he can respond and react to, because potentially it might require some kind of presidential decision-making. The second option is, of course, a different one. It could be because he himself needs to make a decision about something that he himself can shape in this conflict.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the military campaign against Iran is changing the Middle East as the Israeli military hit more targets in Tehran, including the state broadcaster. He said the Iranian security leadership was being eliminated one after another, and Iranians were now seeing that the regime was weaker than they had thought. His comments came amid reports of more exchanges of fire. The Ukrainian capital Kyiv is coming under another night of attacks by Russian drones. Damage has been reported in several districts, including to the top floor of a residential building. Elsewhere, fires have broken out at warehouses and cars have been set ablaze. Officials said 16 people have been injured. Doctors in Colombia say they've operated on the Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe to try to stem a brain bleed. He was shot in the head at a political rally earlier this month and remains in an extremely critical condition. Medics say the bleeding is proving difficult to control. Mr. Uribe's wife, Maria Claudia Tarazona, appealed to the Colombian people to pray for his recovery.
I have to tell you that he's fighting the most difficult battle that we've had to date. That's why I'm going out to ask each one of the Colombians again, appealing to their good heart, to the love they feel for Miguel, for my family and for Colombia. Let us say a massive prayer.
The U.S. Justice Department says one of the two doctors charged in connection with the death of the Hollywood actor Matthew Perry has agreed to plead guilty to distributing ketamine. The Friends star was found dead at his Los Angeles home in 2023, with an autopsy revealing he had died from an overdose of the drug. Dr. Salvador Plasencia could now face a sentence of up to 40 years in prison. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The authorities in Nigeria's Katsina state have struck a peace deal with criminal gangs, known locally as bandits, that have been responsible for a series of attacks on villages and kidnappings for ransom. A state official said the agreement was reached with a dozen bandit leaders in the town of Damusa over the weekend, but warned those laying down their weapons to keep their promises or face the full force of the law. The man accused of killing a Minnesotan lawmaker and her husband has appeared before a court to face charges of first-degree murder and attempted murder. Officials say the shooting of Democrat Melissa Hortman and her husband and the wounding of John Huffman and his wife was politically motivated. The former Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips' name was on a hit list that allegedly belonged to the suspect, Vance Bolter.
Anybody who serves in public office these days is probably, sadly, accustomed to receiving threats. When I ran for president in the Democratic primary in 2024, the biggest line item in my entire campaign budget was for security. So, sadly, I'm accustomed to it.
A popular Mexican band under investigation for allegedly glorifying a wanted drug lord has released a new song warning of the dire consequences of drug trafficking in a bid to clear its name. The group Los Alegres del Barranco sparked anger in April after displaying images of the notorious gangster Nemesio Osuega during a concert. One of the world's busiest shopping destinations, Oxford Street in London, is to be partly closed to traffic as part of plans to rejuvenate the area and boost tourism and economic growth. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, said the plans to pedestrianise a 1.6-kilometre stretch of the famous street would be implemented as soon as possible. BBC World News.